At Atwood Marshall, we are proud of our long history of providing legal help to people on the Gold Coast and northern New South Wales. If you need help with personal injury law, family law, wills and estates, conveyancing and business law, look no further. Call 1800 621 071. Now here's your podcast.
In life, we never know what may be around the corner. We've all heard those stories of someone who may have been in an accident or suffered from an acute medical condition that has resulted in their loss of capacity to make decisions. Now, we know that in such circumstance, having an enduring power of attorney is incredibly important. But who should it be? I'm joined by Angela Harry, a partner at Atwood Marshall Lawyers. Angela, in considering an enduring power of attorney, it's not necessarily the case that the first person who comes to mind is the best choice. Who should take on this role?
Well, it's a good question. Everyone should have an enduring power of attorney in place so that they have someone who they trust, that they have chosen to look after their affairs in the event that they suffer an injury or an illness which either results in them losing capacity or getting to the point where they simply can't manage their day-to-day affairs. If you don't have an enduring power of attorney in place when you lose capacity, it makes it very difficult for your spouse, your children or your other relatives to conduct your affairs. I'm sure most people have experienced the frustration of being told by an electricity company that they cannot speak to you because your account is not in the name. Imagine what would happen if you had to deal with someone's banks, telephone accounts, local councils, Medicare, and so on.
An absolute nightmare.
Yeah, it's really important to choose your attorney carefully as they will be responsible for making legal, financial and health decisions on your behalf. So your attorney can basically do anything that you can legally do with only a few limitations. They can pay your bills, operate your bank accounts, buy and sell property, talk to government departments like Centrelink or Medicare or make decisions about where you live or consent to medical or dental treatment. So you need to appoint someone you trust, who has some business and financial skills, who you feel is capable of undertaking the ongoing and somewhat demanding and time-consuming role. With couples, most couples appoint each other as their sole attorney with one or more of their children as the reserves. This is usually fine. However, there can be some difficulties when couples have children from previous marriages. Sometimes it might be wise to appoint one or more of your own children with an independent person as co-attorney with your spouse. Many children are appointed by their parents as the reserve attorneys when one can't act. Often parents want to appoint the eldest child or just one of the children. This really can be fraught with difficulty. If you appoint an individual to act, no matter how trustworthy they are, they can be in a position where there's a lot of pressure and it leaves the door open for abuse or just simply bad decisions to be made.
So a fair amount of thought has to go into this.
Yes, yes. So in circumstances where parents are considering whether to appoint a child, we generally recommend appointing two or three children jointly to make sure that the person's affairs are handled correctly. Most parents, we are finding these days, are having a little difficulty with this decision because they have children who simply don't get along. So in these circumstances, it might be appropriate to consider appointing an independent person, such as a solicitor or accountant. Another variation is to have a professional person to act jointly with one or more of the children.
And I'm sensing that this is why it's important to seek independent advice on this, because I suppose the person, you know, that might be, you know, constructing the EPA would be able to push back on the person wanting the EPA and sort of question them around, well, what's your relationship like with this particular person? Is it a robust and productive relationship?
Yes, that's something I always ask people. First, if they're going to appoint two people, I say, well, do they get along? There's nothing worse than a parent appointing two children who can't be in the same room. If they have to make ongoing decisions, if they have to go to banks, if they have to deal with government departments, it's really difficult to get things done if they can't get along. It's also important to ask about the basic financial sense of the person they're appointing. It's no use appointing someone who cannot even manage their own affairs to step in and manage your affairs. If you've got people who've got complicated business structures, they really need to consider who they're going to appoint in that position. And in those circumstances, they should definitely consider having a professional on that panel. Kids is a important thing to consider too when you've got young 18, 19, 20 year olds being appointed as attorneys. It's a big responsibility to take on. You know, it's things like it's paying the rates, it's paying the insurance on your properties. It's a lot of responsibility that a lot of younger people really don't understand and aren't in the position to take on that role.
Yeah, and they don't have the life experience that really would inform them to make, you know, always the best decisions for that person too, I suppose.
Yes.
Angela, there is a lot to it. Obviously, seeking legal advice on this stuff is really important.
Definitely. And it's really important to consider it whilst you do have capacity to make decisions. If you don't have an enduring power of attorney in place and someone loses capacity unexpectedly, it doesn't automatically go to the family to step in and make those decisions. They'd probably end up before QCAT in Queensland or the Guardianship
Division. Which is the Queensland Civil Administration Tribunal,
yes,
isn't it?
Or the New South Wales variation, and they ultimately make a decision on who should be appointed to manage that person's financial affairs.
So, you know, this summer, if you're 18 years of age and you're about to head over Bali and ride around, you know, without a helmet on or something silly like that that we will probably have done, then maybe be thinking about an EPA before you do it.
Definitely.
Yeah. Angela, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Thanks for listening. Hopefully you got something out of it. Remember, if you have a legal question, you can call us on 1800 621 071.